Built from more than 6 million pieces of Lego, Jurassic Park has arrived in a larger-than-life exhibition at Wellington's new convention centre, Tākina. Australia's Ryan the Brickman McNaught, who hosts the TV show Lego Masters, is in Aotearoa with his biggest Lego creation. Our reporter Kirsty Frame got a sneak peek last night.
That's the sound of Lego pieces inside plastic containers heard in living rooms around the country. And in Wellington, they've been used to create ginormous dinosaurs inside the universe of Jurassic World movies. It's the brainchild of the Brickman, Ryan McNaught, an Australian Lego designer and certified Lego professional.
I always ask people when I meet them there, what would you love to see made out of Lego? What have you never seen that would be super cool? And any 8-year-old girl and boy, the instant first answer is dinosaurs. So, of course, we had to make life-size dinosaurs. And there's probably nothing more iconic or recognisable than the Jurassic World dinosaurs.
6 million plastic bricks make up a world of dinosaurs, props, and even the movie's famous Jeep. More than 2 years and 10,000 hours of work went into the creation, making it the biggest exhibition the Brickman team has ever made. And the Jurassic World was shipped here in 10 40-foot containers. The largest dinosaur, the T-Rex, is made up of more than 120,000 Lego pieces and weighs in at a whopping 1.5 tonnes. Much lighter than the real thing, but she still packs a punch.
The T-Rex here, she's pretty much life-size as to what they used in the films. And I can tell you a useful statistic, actually. I actually got a few stitches from her. I bumped my head onto one of her teeth and I had to go to hospital where I had some stitches, and the doctor didn't believe me that it was a dinosaur that caused the stitches.
Ryan McNaught says the teeth have since been childproofed. In fact, all visitors are encouraged to get up close and personal with the dinosaurs.
I couldn't think of anything more torturous than allowing kids to a Lego exhibition if they weren't allowed to touch Lego. That would be like horrendous. So we wanted to make sure we've got lots of things for them to do, not only to create their own dinosaurs, but to incorporate a bit of the science behind the dinosaurs and to get them thinking about those sorts of things.
The exhibition includes the park ranger's headquarters, the baby dinosaur centre, the laboratory, and the runaway raptors. There's also more than 2 million pieces of Lego at stations where visitors can build their own dinosaur or a car to escape from the beast. Not only is this the largest Lego exhibition to come to New Zealand, it's also the first exhibition for Tākina, which was officially opened yesterday. Tākina is the most significant new building to open in Wellington since Sky Stadium was built 2 decades ago. Mia Toriwhānau says it's a game changer for the capital.
It's going to bring in 500,000 visitors into the city. That's going to have a significant impact on accommodation providers, our hospitality scene, our transport scene, and will really allow even international investors to see just how worthy it is to invest in our city.
The Jurassic Park Lego exhibition opens its plastic doors officially on Saturday and will be on display through till October.
Kirsty Frame reporting there.